107 WIRX. Good morning. Woo, Skip. Come on now, Skip. Don't say that, Skip. Oh, Shannon Sharp makes me laugh. It is 7:09 and 32. It's time for your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, the world of beer can be as simple or as complicated as you'd like it to be. You can settle for grabbing a case of your favorite domestic brand each weekend and chug away, or you can spread your wings and learn more about it. Well, if you're curious enough and want to learn more about beer, you might want to consider the Scratch and Sniff Guide to Beer, a beer lover's companion, which is an actual book that features actual scratch and sniff stickers to help you really understand what's going on. Now, of course, you get the full value of the book like this. You'll have to get the actual paper version, and there's no way to get the full scratch and sniff effect with the digital version, which is also available now. Yeah, you can't scratch and sniff your tablet. Someday, technology will probably be that way, but for right now, got to get it on the hardcover, man. While plenty of people are turning to video games to take brain breaks and get away from it all, researchers from the University of Arkansas have found that playing an hour of video games actually increases the brain's ability to focus. Amazingly, that hour of playing actually helps people narrow their focus, block out distractions, and use their brains more efficiently. That's crazy, man. I now have an excuse to play video games. Now, if you play for too long, is that bad? They didn't say this. Because if I play like 6 hours straight, is that too much? Like, do I got to limit it? Because if I got an excuse to play 6 hours of video games straight, I'm going to use it. And lastly, fellas, good news. What, fellas and ladies? Jennifer Aniston is a single woman again. The actress and hubby Justin Theroux announced their separation on Thursday. Man, she cannot keep a man. First Brad, now Justin. Come on. Can't the lady be happy? In a statement, the couple says, quote, in an effort to reduce any further speculation, we have decided to announce our separation. The decision was mutual and lovingly made at the end of last year. We are two best friends who have decided to part ways as a couple, but look forward to continuing our cherished friendship. Normally, we would do this privately, but given the gossip industry cannot resist an opportunity to speculate and invent, we wanted to convey the truth directly. Whatever else is printed about us is not directly from us. Is someone else's fictional narrative. Above all, we are determined to maintain the deep respect and love that we have for one another. So there you go. Maybe her and Brad are going to end. I think everyone, even me, even cynical old Brock, would be happy to see Brad and Jennifer back together. The true Hollywood romance. Who cares? That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?